Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
Okay, guys, we need to have a man-to-man talk. Oh, wait a minute. That's what we had with Carl Schack. He's the president of Christian Men United when he dropped by the studio recently. And Kate, you were eavesdropping on this man-to-man talk.
Yes, I was. And it was great. And the conferences, Carl has so faithfully produced these conferences over the last many years. And it's just a beautiful thing for we women to witness.
The name of the conference this year is Unashamed, based on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Big idea here, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. The event itself is happening, I mentioned that, April 20th, 9 to 3 p.m., the Grove Bible Chapel in Valrico. There's a lot of golden nuggets that Carl shared with us as we were chatting with him. Let's dive in right here. Christian Men United is a wonderful ministry, guys. It's dedicated to helping Christian men become the men that God created them to be so that he can receive all the glory for that. And each year, CMU has a big event in Tampa Bay. And this year, CMU 24, the theme is Unashamed. And Carl, the key verse for this is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. In essence, here's the phrase that jumps out at me. Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. It's all about boldness and confidence in love, right?
Right. Yes, so with that specific verse, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Paul, if you read above that, Paul did not want Timothy to be ashamed to name the name of Christ because possibly of the possibility of being persecuted. As far as men today, this is an opportunity for them to come receive some teaching so that they can learn how to be bold, that we're expected to be bold when it comes to Christ and come to the in the words of God.
When you're with us, we talk about this, and we're going to bring it up again because it bears repeating or bears at least updating in our conversation. Where do you think we are at in the local church today in America when it comes to men actually participating, following Jesus boldly in the local church? There was a season where it's like, you know, there was even a book, Why Men Hate Going to Church, that was a bestseller a number of years ago. And then there's this whole idea of, okay, well, we need more of a masculine influence in our churches because the way we do church is kind of feminine, actually, and not really masculine. So the guys are like, okay, I'm going to go with my wife, and they're not really being reached. Is this still, in your opinion, when you take a look at the landscape, do you think this is still a problem, or do you see the ship turning?
In my opinion, I believe that it is still a problem. I think it's still an issue in the church. As my pastor says, the strength of the church rise and fall on the shoulders of men. I might have totally obliterated that statement, but it does. You know, the strength of the church is on the shoulders of the men, the strength of the men in the church. And I think we still have a lot of work to do when it comes to men standing up, being bold in our families, in our church, in our workplaces. You know, God gave us in that same chapter in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, it says that God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control, right?
Boy, there's a lot in that verse.
Yeah. So that means that if we don't have the opposite of that, it means that God did not give us the spirit of timidity, to be shy to share His word. Just look at this as an example. Most men are sports fans, right? Mm-hmm. So if you had a chance to meet and sit down with your favorite sports athlete and share a meal with that person, and And after that, you will be so excited about meeting the person that you will want to tell everybody about your encounter in your meeting with this athlete. So we have access to the one and true holy God through the person and work of Christ Jesus. So we have been given a precious and inerrant holy book, the Bible. So why can't we have that same enthusiasm about that and tell everyone about who Christ is to us and what he has done in our lives? Because there are people going to hell every single day that needs to hear the word of God, and we have it.
Thank you for taking some time to listen to this episode of the Curtin Cape Mornings podcast. We always welcome a review with your thoughts and comments, and please feel free to subscribe and follow us as well.
How much do you have to hate somebody to not tell them the gospel, the good news? I mean, it's a situation where it's like, this is urgent. I love that word, a sense of urgency. And I guess, and you've heard it said too, it's like, okay, Sunday, football stadiums, everybody's cheering, you know, the guys are out there cheering. Why aren't we as believers as enthusiastic about following Jesus as we are about our favorite sports team? I hate to, you know, I don't want to shame guys, really don't, because I'm a guy, hello. But I think there comes a time when you need to call your brothers in Christ out. And you need to confront them in a loving way with the truth. And it all starts with our own relationship with Jesus. Where am I at with the Lord personally, myself? The more you know him, the deeper you go in your relationship with him, the more passionate you become about him and the message. I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. One of our key verse in CMU is Matthew 5:13-16. And that talks about Jesus actually calls us salt and light. So if we are the light, then why are we ashamed of it? I think that same scripture talks about don't hide it. Don't put it on the back. So if you have the way, if you have a light to light your path, why would you take it and hide it? So we need to share the word with other people because, as I just stated, there are people that are going to hell every single day.
Yep. Hell is real.
Hell is real.
Yep.
It is. And we have the eternal life preserver. So why don't we toss it to people?
Yeah. And the devil wants us to second guess ourselves. Well, you know, I'm not a theologian. I'm not a pastor. You know, what if they have questions I can't answer as I'm sharing the gospel with others? Hello. You can say, you know what? Just be honest. I don't know about that. Let me look into it. Can we have another conversation? I mean, that's one way to handle that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You don't need to be a theologian to share what Jesus has done for you in your life. In fact, I would venture to say a simple presentation of the gospel of coming to the Lord, your own story, your testimony, will be more powerful than any dissertation on the doctrine of God's sovereignty that you could possibly share with somebody. Not that that's not important. It's hugely important.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to just lift the pressure a little bit and increase the boldness.
Yeah. I totally agree. You know, we were given a command. It's not an option. We were given a command to make disciples. And so as you just stated, just tell your story. Just don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just tell the story. Tell people about what the Lord has done in your life. Because this, again, this is a command, but if we are so ashamed and so shy about sharing God's word, how can you begin to even make disciples?
I love the word you use there, shy. You know, maybe we just don't have a personality where we're like, you know, we're really out there. I mean, we might have guys who are just like, well, I kind of stumble over my words. I'm not really a good speaker. Oh, wait a minute. There's a guy in the Bible like that. His name was Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, go, because I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. You go, and I will be with you. Period. And yet we come up with a million and one excuses why we're not bold for Jesus. Let me share with you a verse that means a lot to me along these lines, because this was the verse that the pastor was preaching on when I was 11 years old, before he had an altar call. And this was the verse, this was the sermon on this verse that led me to Jesus. It's Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Therefore, everyone who confesses me, Jesus is talking here, therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. I think we forget, not intentionally, but we do, what is at stake here. If Jesus stood up for me and endured hell on earth on the cross for me, I think I can get over my shyness. I think I can get over my lack of confidence because I trust in him to carry me through. And I want to tell the world about him because he means that much to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that comes from that courage and that boldness comes from opening up God's scriptures and reading them daily. You know, how can we know our God best than getting into his word and reading it on a daily basis?
And the more you read, I mean, we're all going to have days where it's dry as dust, all right? So this is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a wasted moment, and it's not a wasted day, because it's like you're making deposits into your soul, your spiritual account. And God will honor that later. But you know what? The more you read, the more you hear his voice, because it's the infallible, inerrant, authoritative word of God.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we go to hear God's voice. Those who know his word the best hear his voice the most.
That's right.
And the more you read, the more he shows up and he guides you, the closer you become to him and the more confidence you have and the more you want to read
mm-hmm.
and read and read. Has it been that way for you too?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I was just sharing with a group the other day about it. In the past, I really didn't have that desire to just pick up a book and read it.
Yeah, you weren't a reader, right. Really.
I wasn't a reader.
Yeah.
But now, because of who God is in his sovereignty, I want to read him. I want to read his word every single day, because what that does is increasing my followership mm-hmm. of Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So, and what that does also with, I'm learning more so I can lead my wife better. People who I'm discipling, I can lead them better. People who are that I'm mentoring, they're looking at me, and I want to be able to know what this says so that I can live it out.
Yeah. I want to worship the God who is, not the God of my own imagination. Dangerous mm-hmm. place to be. Christian Men United event coming up on Saturday is Unashamed. Let's throw out the details here. Who's going to be speaking?
So we have three biblically solid speakers, H.B. Charles, Shailene, and—
By the way, hang on.
Yep.
H.B. Charles, he's one of our— he's actually been with us before, Kate. And
yes.
He is a Moody author, so just a plug for H.B. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then in addition, we have Shailene, who is a recording artist and an author, and my own pastor, Kurt Gebhardt of the Grove Bible Chapel, Tampa.
Yeah. It's going to be this Saturday, and it's from 9 to 3. So we've got— – and what are you going to be talking about in general? Give us a flyover.
So every speaker is just going— – they're going to encourage the men to not be ashamed. The consequences – of being an ashamed man. And, you know, we want to want these men to walk away from CMU 24 with a low view of themselves and a higher view of God, and having that sense of boldness and stand courageously, but also, as we just talked about, increase their followership of Christ Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.